Do what?
Now you get ready to come on, you know that.
Well, Seymour boys are getting pounded too, so.
Are they? I didn't even look.
That's what the boys are telling me. Said they ain't get a shot.
Kill me. That is a shame.
Skylar's supposed to be online. But I don't see him. And Karen won't be here.
Well, we got three, and I think it's time.
Close enough.
Yep.
Chris, can you hear us? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, now. Do I have a new system works.
Yeah. Whisper.
Somewhere.
Did I blow out?
Keep talking.
You did, Chris. You're just using your home voice. We get it.
That's probably my yelling at the dogs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where her mic's at, but it's loud.
Let's go ahead and do this. We'll call this meeting of the BZA to order. Take roll, please.
Rob Kaufman.
Here.
Dave Eggers.
Here.
Jack Swindell.
Here.
Karen Munson and Skylar Early.
See, there's Skylar.
Yeah, Skylar. Can you hear Skylar?
I can. Can you guys hear me?
We can. Thank you.
Okay.
We've all had.
I like that new system.
Last month's meeting notes. Any improvements or additions or retractions?
I make a motion to pass as stated.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Been seconded. We will vote. Those in favor of accepting the minutes as stated, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. They have been passed. Okay, here we go. First case.
Okay, the only thing on the agenda is BZA 07-24. Clayton Wetzel and Karen Bullard are the petitioners. Petitioner is requesting a variance at 702 South Poplar. They want to replat that parcel and build another house on that lot.
Would the petitioner step forward and state your name and your case, please?
Hi there, Clayton Wetzel. I'm the builder on behalf of Shannon and Karen Bullard, representing them. I think it's pretty cut and dry variance. You guys just want me to kind of go over the plan that the homeowners are wanting to do, or?
Yeah, would you please?
Yeah, so they're basically just wanting to basically split this property in half. I believe Patty has provided you guys with the floor plan that they're planning on building. It's about 1,000 square foot ranch style home. The variance is approved. It would have the option to have a one-car garage or one-car attached carport to the side. From our research, it looks like the variance compared to the surrounding neighbors, it's actually less than a variance than what's been granted on all four sides of the property. We have met with the homeowner directly beside the property that's going to directly affect the most. She is in favor of it. I believe she sent that email to Patty. I don't know if you guys got a copy of that or not. I think we meet the four requirements for the variance committee. I think it's going to bring great added value to the neighborhood. It is currently an abandoned, warehouse and home behind the property, behind the alley on Jackson Street. And I think this can only really improve the overall area on Poplar and Jackson. So
just to be clear, he's got to have a rear yard setback variance. It's called, the code calls for 20 feet. He's got 11.2. Also a variance for the minimum 6,000 square foot lot. I think you got the almost 4,000 square feet, not?
3,767.
Okay, yeah. And then the 10% side yard from 5 foot to 3.5 foot.
And it would have a Jackson Street address?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's similar to the house you already see there that's currently there. So we discussed it. Jonathan drew it up kind of similar to what was already there on the other.
Similar to what faces Poplar Street?
Well, yeah, I mean, that one faces Poplar Street, but he's in line. You know, the average setback on the Jackson Street side. You see what I'm talking about?
I do.
We have a provision in the ordinance that will allow you to line up your houses because all the old houses in the neighborhoods don't meet the new subdivision. You'd have to be 25 foot. But.
They're grandfathered in.
Historically, just from the research that I have done, it looks like there's approximately 20 other homes within a two-block radius that have been granted a similar variance in the past. If you guys want those or not. It's pretty much every single corner lot, just like this, and it's on a corner street. Seems like everyone's had this idea already to split it off and make another home with another address.
Can I see those, Clayton?
Yeah. And about half of those are actually less than 3,767 square feet.
Right. Like I said, the old lots in town didn't require such a large minimum. The 6,000, that's new since 2012, I think.
Is this going to be the home to build?
Yes, that is it right there.
And you said it's 1,000 square feet?
It's 1,003 square feet. If the variance is granted, you can see there the existing shed will be tore down, which will be an improvement in itself. But there will be enough room in that variance to do a one-car garage or
on the west side.
Yep. Home on the lot owner just didn't want to commit to a garage at this time, but more than likely it'll probably be done.
So previous to that, it would be parking on the street?
No, there'd be some sort of driveway. Some sort of carport or driveway like the existing house on that he owns on Poplar Street.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anybody else to speak in favor? Anybody against? Any more from the board?
Sir, was there a question you had about?
Yes.
And this would be your opportunity, sir.
I live kitty corner across.
Could you step up and
you're gonna step? Yeah, you're going to have to step up and identify yourself, please.
Give him the podium for a little bit.
I'm sorry?
Give him the podium?
Yeah, if you would, please.
Oh, okay.
Just tell us your name and your address so we can put it in the minutes.
It's going to be in the notes.
Okay, my name is Randy Barron. I live at 67 South Poplar. My question was partially answered because I was going to ask about the on-street versus off-street parking. So that's been answered. Okay. Is maybe a little premature, but is this a house for a purchaser? Will it be sold, or is it going to be rental, or is it not known yet?
From what both the boards have told me, they more than likely will use it as a rental home. That's what the current home is there on Poplar Street.
Yes, yes. Okay, fine. I have one other question for Jeremy and the board. The property on 513 West, which is right across the alley, Jackson, which is right across the alley from from this track, is boarded up, and as best as I can tell, it is unoccupied. Do you have any further information about that?
I don't, but I could check it out for you.
Do I need to come and see you and put an official question or something like that?
Come up here and show me.
I quit.
Right across the alley.
Between
that and the old Ludeman's place here, I think.
That's what I thought.
Right there.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'll check it out.
There's an outbuilding, then there's another, looks like a, what was a residence.
You can have that if you want, if you want to show whoever was concerned, that's what it's going to look like. You can take that with you.
Okay, just.
That's a floor plan of it.
Give you something to talk about on the coffee right here.
Three bedroom, that's pretty ambitious.
It's a good floor plan, we put a lot of thought into it. It's really well laid out floor plan.
I'll check that property for you.
Would you please?
Yep.
That's what I was saying at the beginning, I think it'll be an improvement for that area, especially with that building on the corner kind of thing. Someone's actually stole the heating air unit, heater base off the back of the house. That's there.
Does that take care of your question?
Do you have any more questions?
No, unless you have a winning Powerball numbers for Friday, then I think I'm the one.
I'll give you a few guesses, if they're going to win.
Anything else you want, Jack?
No, for me.
I have big concerns, I mean, I have, we're at 3.5 foot of road to frontage in the front. You're at 5'6" in the back. I mean, I know we've had some of this in the past, but I thought we were working towards getting away with some of that, right? I mean, it's just a very, very, very tight space. And Clayton, honestly, that the improvement of that area is obviously something in everyone's concern, but that's tight, buddy. That's super tight.
Are you saying from the road?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're actually 5.6 feet from the property line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like 20, it's over 20 feet to the road. See where the edge of asphalt is? It looks really close to the road, but it's not. And because the house next door is only 3 feet from the property line. So we made sure to go back at least 5.6.
Yeah, that dark line's not street, that's property line.
Right, I get it. I get it.
We tried to ask for way less than what's already been done around the neighborhood. So it didn't look like it was, you know, crammed.
Well, there's not been a lot of new development in there in a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I that would be my big concern on that, just given what it is and then to turn it into a rental and that's a tight, I drove all around it, walked it to that, did the whole nine yards. It's just, for a 1,000 square foot home, I don't know.
You take a look at the Bullard's current rental home there on the corner though.
I did.
It's very well maintained compared to everything else around.
I did. Yeah, it is. And you can tell there's some pride in that, but. It just seems to be stacked in there awfully tight. I that's my concern. That's all I have, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anybody have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion's been made. I will second it. We will vote. Skylar, we'll need to hear your vote, please.
Can you hear you?
Skylar?
Sure. Just typed it in. Approve.
Jeremy.
Oh. 3-1.
You've been approved 3-1.
Thank you.
I promise you guys it's going to be a great addition to the neighborhood.
Thank you very much.
I don't have anything further unless somebody. All we have this evening.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Motion has been made. I'll second that too.
Aye.
It's over.
Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you.
Yep.
What do we do, shut this off?